It's Friday. Time for another edition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Well, that commercial radio background, really.
You know what? I conjure it up, and I'm not proud, but I can conjure it up.
Hi, Sam. My name is Kenneth from Concord, New Hampshire. And my question is this. What invasive species from our region are terrifying other parts of the world?
That's a great question, Sam. I want to know, are there giant Gulf of Maine lobsters invading other nations or other continents?
You must listen to Outside In, Rick Ganley. Have you heard our podcast?
I might have a little inside-outside information, yes.
So lobsters are, in fact, one that has been debated as to whether it is invasive in Europe, over in Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden in particular. But, in fact, there are many of them. Shall we just go through some stories here real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the North American bullfrog is invasive in China, Cuba, Japan. It is noted that invasions are less successful in areas where humans heavily hunt bullfrogs.
Hunt bullfrogs.
Oh, well, because they were introduced to satisfy the demand for frog legs.
That makes sense. A delicacy.
Largemouth bass have been released by sports fishermen everywhere. They're present on 6 continents. My favorite is the North American gray squirrel was brought over to Victorian estates in the late 1800s just to make them look more picturesque with squirrels hopping around the lawns.
Back to squirrels. And always comes back to squirrels with you, Sam. There seems to be a theme here, Sam, where it's humans that are doing the damage here. The species, we're bringing species around to places they shouldn't be going.
Based on our own sort of aesthetic preferences and also just, you know, animals we like to eat typically is a big driver of when we've moved things places. So here's the question that this listener prompts for me, though, is why don't we hear more about these invasions?
I got nothing.
I think there are some obvious answers. One is that we hear about invasions in the place where we live, right? So if you're reading newspapers in Europe, you would know all about the gray squirrel invasion because they're incredibly unpopular over there. But there is actually another explanation. This is a gentleman named Jason Fridley. He's an associate professor of biology at Syracuse University. He studies invasive plants. What he is arguing is that you can actually predict the parts of the world that are more likely to produce invasive species based on just a couple of data points.
So if you just think about evolution as just kind of a series of happy experiments, essentially, then if you have a really small population, you probably don't have the same number of possibilities of increasing your what we call fitness.
Okay, so is he saying that a more isolated and smaller a population is, the more vulnerable it is to being invaded?
Right, because they haven't had to face the competition that species that live in places that are more diverse have had to.
Give an example of that. There are almost no worldwide plant invaders that are native to islands.
That makes sense, yeah.
Here's the formula he came up with. What leads to more evolution, more happy experiments, as he puts it? First, more organisms, and what he used as a proxy for that is just sort of more space.
So one thing you could look to is just kind of the size of the habitat.
The other part of the equation is more competition.
Aspects of its diversity. How many lineages do those plants have to compete with in their home range? The third one is time. Adaptation takes time.
You'll get more invasive species from places that have had stable habitats for a long period of time. And so when you do the math, when you put all the data from all around the world into the equation, what place do you think it predicts that most invasive species will come from?
Well, I'm guessing here.
Oh, you America-centric.
No.
It turns out that temperate Asia is the most diverse temperate flora in the world, and that's where we get a huge number of our invaders.
Eurasian milfoil, Asian longhorn beetle, Asian shore crab, Asian carp, chestnut blight is from Asia, emerald ash borer is from Asia, purple loosestrife, kudzu, all Asian. The list goes on and on.
You're hitting me with so much science at one time that I'm
flabbergasted.
Yeah, what is this all to say, Sam?
We do produce invasive species here in North America, but the listener's not wrong to observe that we actually get hit with more than we export, and that's, you know, that's just due to the basics of evolution.
NHBR's Sam Evans-Brown, host of Outside In, a podcast you can find wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question for Sam about the natural world that you'd like him to answer, go ahead and
call 1-844-GO-OTTER or record yourself on your smartphone and send it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.